All right, everyone, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm in this crazy world. You know that feeling when life just hits you with wave after wave of stress? Deadlines, relationships, that never-ending to-do list, it can feel like there's no escape. But what if I told you there's a way to build a fortress of chill right within yourself? Today, we're diving into the super important topic of creating a safe space for self-care and relaxation. It's not just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. This is about cultivating an inner sanctuary where you can recharge the stress and come back to your best self. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like you need a vacation from your own life? You know what I'm talking about. Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways that are going to change the game. First things first, recognize the need. Seriously, acknowledge that self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think of it like this, your phone needs to be charged up to function properly, right? Same goes for you. You can't pour from an empty cup. So, make self-care a priority, not an afterthought. Number 2. Define your sanctuary. This could be a physical space in your home, a quiet spot in nature, or even just a mental haven. It's about creating a space where you feel safe, comfortable, and free from distractions. Remember that feeling when you walk into your favorite coffee shop. That warm, welcoming vibe, try to recreate that for yourself. Thirdly, curate your relaxation ritual. What truly helps you unwind? Is it reading, listening to music, taking a hot bath, practicing meditation, or something else entirely? Figure out what brings you joy and peace, and make time for it regularly. Don't overthink it, just do what feels good. Fourth, set boundaries like a boss. You know those people who always seem to be available, taking on every task and responsibility. They're burning themselves out. Protect your energy by saying no to things that drain you. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your own well-being. You deserve it. And finally, practice gratitude daily. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to spending time with loved ones. Cultivating gratitude shifts your mindset towards positivity and helps reduce anxiety. Now, let's talk about something real. Imagine this. You're rushing around trying to get everything done, deadlines looming, kids screaming, emails piling up. You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, that sense of overwhelm creeping in. Instead of letting it take over, you remember what we talked about today. You take a few deep breaths, close your eyes for a minute, and visualize yourself in your safe space. Maybe it's a cozy armchair with a good book, or a peaceful meadow bathed in sunshine. You feel the tension melting away, replaced by a sense of calm and clarity. Now, you're ready to tackle those tasks with renewed focus and energy. See? It's not magic, it's mindfulness. And trust me, incorporating these practices into your life will make all the difference. So, my friends, remember, creating a safe space for self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Take those first steps today to find your sanctuary, curate your relaxation ritual, and practice gratitude daily. You deserve to feel calm, in control, and courageous every single day. And hey, let me know what works best for you. Share your safe spaces, your relaxation rituals, and your biggest takeaways on social media. Use the #AntiAnxietyStoic, I love hearing from y'all. Until tomorrow, keep it chill, keep it real, and never stop striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.